everybody. We are continue with a concept that I started last time. And where we left off is the concept of there is four categories that create human. As we spoke, shalom, peace, justice, tzedek, or tzedakah, charity. Chesed, mercy, kindness, doing kindness to others. And emet, the truth. And we understand that emet and shalom didn't agree to create human because they saw that the human cannot transform study or doing the mitzvot or doing spiritual thing for the right reason. There is always ego involved in our doing. And mercy, chesed, and tzedakah say because the person will be kind and give charity and do kindness, eventually will get there. So in the end, because a human being didn't prove himself to do what he meant to be doing, even chesed, which is mercy, tzedek, which is tzedakah, charity, back off from that opportunity, because they say the only reason a human being will have a chance to get to a place called lishma, meaning doing things for its own sake, meaning what it meant mean for its own sake, meaning that you are doing whatever you're doing for the sake of preparing yourself to receive all the blessing from the Creator. So the section I'm continuing from Agdama of Sefer HaZohar, and I'm going to continue from Rav Ashlag explanation. And Rav Ashlag explained, and he brings an example, who is in the world better than Abraham? When he did so much good for people and so much sharing. Because we explained last time, when a person is doing sharing, he's activating this force, that's important force that he was created for. He's revealing his purpose in life when we do sharing. So he's saying when Isaac get to Gmila, meaning that Isaac no longer breastfeed from his mom Sarah, then Avraham make a whole mishte, a big party. And he called all the most famous people. And we know that in every, like we explained last time, every time you're doing a suda, you're doing a meal, you're doing a celebration, and it's include meal and drink and different things. Always, when you enjoy, there is somebody else there looking at you, not enjoying. And we have to make sure we're taking care of that person because that's how we're activating the charity and the kindness within us. And through that, we're eliminating negativity. So the person who's upset in the side with our success is need to be there to help us to keep the wonderful thing in our life, because the only purpose that God see for us is being generous and using charity as a goal. So Roe Oto Amastin, the dark side, Satan, Mastin, seeing him, Im Adam Hagdil Lasot Chesaronim, if that person was busy doing goodness to the poor, Vivesh Aniim Babayit, Amastin Ifran Oto Abayit, Veno Nechaz Shama, if the Satan, the persecutor, the angel of death, whatever you want to call it, see that in this house that there is a lot of party, a lot of wonderful things. There is poor people who cannot afford anything. And the individual taking care of those poor people, then Satan leave. Vim lo, amastin nechza shama. If not, Satan has to get into that house, unfortunately. Vure ayruf shel simcha belo anim. And then Satan see that there is so much happiness and rich and money and everything like that, but there is no broken vessel. There is no poor people. And he said that person wasn't merciful toward the poor. He go up there to heaven and he snitch on that person. Abraham, when he invite people to the party for his son, the Mastin, the Satan, dressed like a poor man. And nobody knew that he's even there. Abraham was busy serving the kings and the most famous people who came to his house. Sarah was breastfeeding all the children to show that she's like young. And look what God did to them. They want to make God famous. That was their purpose. They didn't do it for the ego. Because many people spoke that Isaac came from the market. They thought that Isaac was adopted. And she proved to everybody that it was her child, to make God more famous. So this Satan was dressing like a poor man, was in the entrance. And Sarah said, wow, laughter God brought to my life, or it's a joke what God brought to my life. Tzchok asal Elokim. There's a different way to translate it. Miyad ala amastin, the Satan went up to God. Amar lo, he told God, Ribon HaOlam, master of the world. You said, you call Avraham Ahuvi, my lover, my beloved Avraham. He did Seuda, he did a meal, nice meal, but he didn't give you anything, he said to God. And he didn't give to the poor anything. And he didn't sacrifice anything for you as a thank. And then Sarah said this whole thing is a joke. We need to understand it. Deep story. We know that Abraham was a master of charity and kindness, and he was the master of hospitality. So you can never judge Abraham. He opened his tent from four sides to welcome people. While he was going through the pain of circumcision, he still welcomed people that happened to be an angel. I'm not going to go into this story now. And how can it be that Abraham fell not to see this poor person, not to give charity to that poor person? And why, second question, why would the Satan, the persecutor, ask to dress like a poor man coming into his house? Because that's not what the Satan is doing. Satan is like an angel. So there is secret here that we must understand. Perush, explanation, before the end of the tikkun, before the end of time, אפשר להעביר סמך א' לגמרי. We cannot get rid of the negative force totally before the end. ואפילו הצדיקים והקדושים, even the righteous people and the holy people, as much as the righteous person will try to do the mitzvah with purity, and to do spiritual action with purity, still the dark side can find what's wrong and will find what's missing within this mitzvah. And that's why God prepared for the righteous people a way to quiet the Satan, to quiet the dark side. How to do it is by giving a little portion from the holiness to the persecutor, to the Satan. And through that, Satan leave you alone. ואינו רוצה לקטרג עליו, כדי שלא יאבד חלקו מהקדושה שיש לו באותה מצווה. And at that moment, the persecutor can no longer find what's wrong with what you do, even that what you do is not perfect, but because you gave him a portion, he leave you alone. Same like you have those of you wearing tefillin in the box on the head of tefillin, you have this think if you look at it, that hair, that it looks like something that come out. And that come out, it's for the dark side. And the difference between the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, regular tefillin, it will be more the side, and the Rabbeinu Tam is more in the middle. But both for the same reason. To give a portion to the dark side, so the dark side feel, now I'm getting a portion, why should I persecute that person? שהוא סוד השערה שאנו נוהגים בתפילין, והוא סוד השעיר המשתלח, והוא סוד פרה אדומה. And the whole secret in everything we do in the Bible is coming from that. Now, כי לכל העניים ודאי שהכילו את המסודתו כדרכו בהכנסת אוכל תמיד. רק האם מקטרגה הנ"ל, שאינו בו לשום טהרה לאווירו זולת ליהנות אותו מעט מהקדושה כנ"ל. We know that Abraham was giving everything to everybody all the time. Beside that person that didn't miss, that persecutor, Satan, whatever you want to call it, שהיה כאן בבחינת המסכנה, that come across to Abraham's door as a poor man, as a miserable man. כי רצה לקבל חלקו מהקדושה, because he want to receive a piece of the holiness. אבל אברהם לא רצה ליהנות, לשית רחף משהו בקדושה. אברהם make a conscious decision not to give even a drop to the dark side. אלא שרצה להכניעו בכוחו ולדחותו לגמרי. ולפיכך עלה וכתרג כמו שנאמר לאלן. אברהם did whatever he did with the consciousness, he was aware of that. But he knew that if he gave to the dark side, then the dark side start controlling. So what to do? Not to give. And to try to win the dark side with his power. That's what Avram wanted to do. And because of that, the persecutor went up to God to tell what's wrong with Avram. And he wasn't a real poor person. He was of a custom of a poor person. And Avram knew that he's coming from the dark side. He knew that he is the Satan who tried to test him. He said, I'm not giving even a little portion of what I have to this dark side. So we need to understand it a little bit deeper. So in a way, in one way it's written that we cannot correct it till the end of time. In another way, Avram tried not to give to the dark side. How can that be sitting together? The idea is like that. The whole tikkun of giving, charity, and being nice to people is to be able to fix the malchut. The malchut is the shekhinah. The malchut is the receiving aspect of God. So when a person do charity, do wonderful thing, it's giving actually to the female aspect of God and fixing it. Now, it seemed like Avraham was not, it seemed like, care enough about the malchut because he didn't give to the dark side. But what Avraham did, when it said that Sarah was breastfeeding all the children who were there to prove that Isaac is her son, through that, it said, "Imshich Avraham kol ha-mochin shebidat ha-rachamim, kvar haya sipek bidado letaken gam b'chinat ha-miskana, chutz shechulka tekud shebarichu. Lachen kitreg, ulo yaev l'miyadi, yachol chulka tekud shebarichu. Velav l'miskana, chulka shel etzev ha-malchut." So Avram, through that, of course, it, no, we don't talk about milk or breastfeeding, we talk about tikkunim, we talk about different correction. So through that, he was aim to correct the malchut. And when Sarah said, laughter God did to me, or it is a joke, That code, it means she draws some light to sweet the Malchut, because we know after the Tzimtzum, after the contraction, those of you who study Kabbalah, the Malchut appeared to be lacking everything. Because the Malchut, in the Ein Sof, before the Tzimtzum, it was he and his name are one, which means everything was one in the endless. But after the Tzimtzum appeared, after the contraction of Pin, which is mean that it appeared to us to see that the Malchut no longer equal to the force of giving, meaning the endless light is not equal to the receiving of the endless life, or the giving is no longer the same way of the receiver, because in the endless everything was the same. Once the Tzimtzum took a place, it appeared to our eyes that Malchut is no longer the same, and there is chisaron, there is lack. Sarah, by the laughter, and Avram, by using that opportunity, Sarah feeding the children, fix the Malchut, fix that lack. And by they doing it, they want to fix totally the tree of knowledge. Or, is it written here? They want to connect totally to the tree of life. What does that mean, to connect totally to the tree of life? That you no longer see something missing. Everything is perfect. It's a nice consciousness. But still, you got to do the work of the Etz Hadaat, the tree of knowledge, that things didn't work right. So God answered the Satan, answered the persecutor. Mi ba'olam ke Avram? Who is in this universe like Avram? But the Satan didn't want to leave. So I'm not leaving. Still, it was wrong for him not to fix the Malchut. And then God said, okay, then the only way we can test it is by sacrificing his own son on the altar. And on Sarah, it was a decree that she will die because of that. All this problem happened when Abraham refused to give to the poor person. It doesn't seem fair, right? Doesn't seem fair at all. But the idea is that there is a work that needs to be done here. So even if a person's consciousness is tremendously high and the person is capable of seeing everything, this is not just enough. A person has to elevate themselves. It's one thing. But there is things that need to be correct. It's a Malchut. The tree of knowledge, or the dark side, or whatever you want to call it, the area that is missing, we can go above that and connect to wonderful spiritual thing. But we still have to do the work on the physical level to correct whatever it needs to be correct. So the whole idea of binding of Isaac was to fix the Malchut, and Sarah didn't die as a punishment. Sarah died because she was connected to Tzchok Asali Elohim, meaning the laughter that Elohim did to me. She was already connected to Tree of Life. So Sarah was already in highest level. She didn't have to stay. She was already there. Yitzchak, through Yitzchak, there is a tikkun, a correction to the Tree of Knowledge, good and bad. And of course, how many of us are there? So, Bezal Hashem, with the help of God, you know, when a person go to the Machpelah and he go visit Isaac, Rebecca, Sarah, Abraham, Yaakov and Leah, Adam and Eve, of course, it's a big zchut, a big merit to be next to those people, because by doing that, you're connected to the old tikkun necessary. So what do we learn from that? We learn that the person has to look right away on the area of his sharing and charity, because if there is no sharing and charity in your power, then you're not here to accomplish what you're here to accomplish. So when you look at what is your goal has to be always around how you're going to share and how you're going to do charity. And if the person is not really into it, is not really into the idea of understanding the sharing and charity, it's almost like the person is missing the whole point of what he came here to do. So this is where we finish one point, and I want to continue to another section. And there's nothing like study from the Zohar and understanding. I'm just looking for it, and I want you to stay with me. And I'm reading from the Hakdama. So people ask me about mitzvot, precept. What is the precept that every person can do? And we know that the first mitzvah, the first precept that God told Adam and Eve, it's called pru urvu, procreate. What is procreate? Giving birth to the same kind of people like you. It's called priya v'reviya. So in section 6 in the Hakdama, it says the sixth mitzvah, the sixth command, the sixth suggesting by God, is when people are busy to procreate. Why? Because at that moment they're connected to a place that's called Yesod de Ze'er Anpin, and the awakening, the pipe of channel of abundance from the Creator. And then they allow new soul to renew themselves, and they're going out of the tree, and many armies and soldiers are going around those children. What does that mean? The idea, sometimes people not fully get the point of sharing. But sharing is not only giving a coin and charity like we spoke before. Sharing is to find out what was the first thing God wanted from human. Procreate. What happened when two people busy to bring children to the world? It's called Itarota de la Tata. Awakening from below, that awakening, the awakening from above. Meaning, when two people get together, they are activating a force of another two people in the upper world to get together. Who is the two people in above that getting together? It's called Kucha Barichu Ushchinte, God and his female. And they, when there is unity above, that bring all the energy from above to below, to us. And we are allowed then soul to come out of this tree above, to bring him down here. And we also bring old souls that never had a chance to come to this world. And they rejuvenate, they have a second chance. Now the Zohar said, there is really no new soul that coming into this world. Only in the end of the tikkun, and in the end of correcting the tree of knowledge, good and bad. Meaning that all the soul that coming into our universe is soul that used to be part of Adam and Eve. So they rejuvenate and they get a chance again to come back. And so many armies and so many soldiers, spiritual soldiers, come with them. Is the Zohar want to tell us with that? The Zohar tried to tell us that everything that we are doing here, activating a force from above that how things need to be, so the flow of energy come down. If you think about it, is so important, because we think every time we're doing something right, it's just right in this level. No. Every time you're doing something right, what we call the mitzvot, or ma'asim tovim, or tzedakah, you're activating a force in the upper world, that everything will flow. Today, I had a conversation with my dear friend, loyal friend from Poland. And they asked me to talk about it today. So, one of the mitzvot that the Zohar talk about in the Agdama, besides having children, is lachun et ha'ani'im, to be kind to the poor people. Give them food to eat, and to remember while we're doing that, we have to say the verse, na'aseh adam, let's make a human. Because when you give a poor person something, you are actually creating him. Why? Because the rich people call the male and the poor people call the female. And when they are together, the rich and the poor, and one give to another, they have a union again between God and the Shekhinah, between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Malchut, between the male and the female aspect of God. So if you acting like this here, you activating that force in the upper world. And it say in verse 235 in the Zohar Akdama, secret that we saw from King Solomon, whoever is merciful toward the poor person with all his heart, then his shape of his face start to look like Adam. Adam HaRishon LeOlam. Any shape of the face of Adam never leave. And once that shape is perfect, he control all people from that shape. And that's why to take care of people who don't have food or money or something is one of the greatest mitzvah, one of the greatest things that the person can do. How do we learn that? From the king of Babylonia, Nebuchadnezzar. That's his name, Nebuchadnezzar. That he had a dream. A bad dream. But that bad dream never took a place. Because he loved to take care of poor people. In the day that he had an evil eye in the poor people, and he said, how come they have better clothes or something like that? Then the dream happened and his shape changed and he stayed away from people. And when you stop helping people, you're not making people. When you're helping people money-wise, clothing, caring, you are making them. So to make people, like Naaseh Adam, let's create human, is through charity. And the charity itself, it has to do with simple, the idea of putting the two forces together. And that's why Nebuchadnezzar once he was evil eye about how much he gave, no more positivity can come into that person. Why? Because as we explained in the beginning today and last time, our purpose here is to do charity with people. Our purpose here is to be merciful with people. And if we're not thinking how to give, we cannot activating that force of what we came here to do. I hope you enjoyed these three subjects today. And I want to wish you a wonderful day. A lot of good luck, a lot of good health. But more important, that you will start looking inside, how can I give more? How can I share more? And remember, when it's come to charity, some people give tithing, which is 10% of what they have. Some people give charity, which is above the 10 or the 20%. And some people just donating things, chairs, jacket, clothes, food. All of those things are for us to give. Meaning, you cannot look at the poor person, I'm going ahead and I'm helping them. Because if you look like that, what's going to end up happening, you will be too busy with how important you are. But you don't want to be there. You want to use generosity and charity is to give. Now, how much you give, who you give to, well, that's a $1 million question. But you're going to give. You're going to be always giving. You cannot be always checking the people if they're good or bad. That's above you to know. But if you know, of course, the person is bad, then don't give. What do you do with your kids? You have to give education. You have to give love. You have to give everything. You got to give. But, of course, make sure that when you give, they don't stay what we call female energy and you stay in the male. Because every time you give, you are the male. They are the female. Give them opportunity to give you something. It's also giving when it comes to your kids or your family. I hope that finds you well and clear. Have a good day.